And now we are joined by a slightly distracted Liz Stanway, our second thing for the day, our guest for the day. How are you going, Liz?
Good, thanks, Craig.
And you're busy up there at the Extreme Zero Waste today.
Yeah, we're making a batch of garden mix, or bagging a batch of garden mix. To keep everyone gardening.
Yes.
Getting those gardens in.
A lot of people coming through to buy said garden mix and other delicious compost you have up there.
Yeah, it's going really well. We've been able to increase the bagging capacity by having this. We've got a hopper, which means that we can fill bags more quickly. And the old method was pretty slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. Exciting development.
Yes, and then we've got that sales stand on the yard, which is much better than, you know, the old sales stand was tiny. We couldn't put much on it. So that we repurposed the old truck back, you know, the back of the truck, and turned it into our new compost stand, which is really good.
Ah, nice, yes. And you can still move the truck around in that?
They took the cab off.
Yeah.
And sold that. And then it's just the slapjack, you know, the back, the curtain sider with the curtain on it and everything. So that's perfect for opening and closing.
Nice.
So it's kind of like a little shop store, really.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, no, it's easy. You know, we just, when it's open time, we open up the curtain sider and have all the stock on pallets.
Oh, nice. And this is up. Extreme Zero Waste, of course, folks, if you're not at the organics yard up there where Liz is, makes the compost and does other things up there. And
With my team.
Not the team up there, not all by yourself.
No.
And but up there this Sunday, isn't it, Liz, is you're going to be running a workshop called Seeds to Seedlings, Simple Tips for Success. And that goes from 1:50, very specific, to 4:00 this Sunday.
Yeah.
So tell us about that, Liz.
It's just to, the 1:50 starts just to get everyone parked.
Right. Okay.
And then we'll kick off at 2, hopefully.
All right.
But yeah, drop in if you come up. If you're coming to this workshop, just come into the organic yard. And we'll figure out how many people, where people's cars need to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll do that first before we... But, so, yeah, of course, I would appreciate if people can get there on time so that we can get that side of things sorted, because we don't have lots of parking up at the organic yard.
All right. So get there at 1:50 or before, folks, if you're going up there this Sunday.
Yeah, before. I'll be here. I'll be here from 1:30 onwards, or probably before that, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be learning about seed raising mix, discover what it is and how to make your own, Liz.
Yeah, we thought we'd do a little sharing of how you can make your own seed raising mix. The pros and cons, like it's, you know, to save some money, because seed raising mix is quite expensive.
Sure is.
And then... I don't know if, you know, it's always fun to hear what other people have experienced as well. So, but we can have a look at a few options. We'll have some raw materials to have a look at, the things you could put into a seed raising mix. And we can, I've got a very primitive sieve type, you know, and some bins, and we can have a little bit of hands-on mixing up. And then we'll look at containers for growing seeds as well, like different containers for different types of seeds and kind of timing, you know, choosing your methods to suit your growing plan, what you're going to do in your garden, because there are a few things you can do to kind of reduce the workload. In the choice of your containers. So we'll be looking at containers, looking at seed mix, have a little bit of a chat about different kinds of seeds and what they need know, for germination, like when, a little bit about, you know, what, when do you put this in and when do you put that in?
Yeah.
How long does it take between putting seed in and being ready to plant out so that people can start to, you know, plan the garden for the summer, you know, so what, depending on what they want to grow.
Okay, yeah. Valuable lessons.
Yeah, because, so, you know, seed's expensive, so it's becoming expensive unless you get your own seed or, you know, if you're onto it, you go down to WEC and get some of those seeds out of the seed stand.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Yeah.
Here in the town hall, yep.
But they are precious, you know, the veggie seeds are precious, so it's good to plant them as well as you can. Give them the best start. You put the energy in at the beginning, so you want to, you know, you want to have success, don't you?
Yes. Preferably,
and,
yes.
And to be honest, like how you, the start that you give them makes a big difference to how they grow in the garden. So it's a bit like any young thing, you know, like kids. You start them off well, and they'll do well. But yeah, if you don't treat them well when they're babies, then, you know, they might not thrive. So, yeah, it's a good thing to have. And I think there's a lot of collective knowledge in the community. So hopefully people will be, like, sharing their experiences. I can share mine.
Yes, yes.
What I've learned along the way.
Yes.
Of gardening a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've also got pricking out and transplanting. Master the technique to ensure your seedlings thrive. It's another part of that, making them thrive, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. So that thing of, do you need to prick them out? Can you plant them so you don't have to? Because that's a lot of energy. And you can lose some on the way. You know, some of them might die.
Yeah.
So can actually, that whole thing of us looking at the containers.
Yes.
At the beginning.
I guess you're talking about deeper sort of ones like, ice cream containers or something like that, as opposed to those small little ones or whatever.
Yeah. So some seeds can be treated like that, and others definitely need to be picked out. Some would prefer not to have their roots disturbed, so we can have a little bit of a look at that and talk about those ones. And then I think everyone gets to, I think Tanya's going to bring some seeds along.
Okay.
And she's got some seedlings that we can have a little practice on our pricking out.
Very nice.
Techniques. Yes. And people can take home a little container of seeds, you know, in the soil that they've made in the seed mix.
All right.
Yeah. So it's a couple of hours. So it's just a little seasonal leg up.
Yeah, right on.
into the growing season, because I guess some people still buy their seedlings from the store, you know, but would like to have a go at growing their own. So
way cheaper.
Way cheaper.
And great school to have too.
Yeah, you will get good results. You can get good results, and if you seedlings started in their own environment with a little bit of, you know, if you make a good homemade seed mix, you're actually giving them the local goods right from the beginning. So, you know, in terms of the microbiology, that's a head start. They don't have to adapt from being grown somewhere else in a glass house to being in your garden.
Yeah.
So it can be really helpful. You can have really good results but you know, some things are really fiddly, and you might not want to do. You know, you might go, "Oh, I'll leave that to the experts." And other things are super easy. Some things are better planted straight into the garden, and when can you do that? You know, that kind of thing. So we can have a little bit of a chat about what things need to be nurtured in trays and,
Well, that sounds super exciting. So that's happening this Sunday, folks, at get there about 1:30, but no later than 1:50, and that goes for a couple of hours. So it'll, they want to get underway at 2 o'clock this Sunday.
Yeah, 2 hours is quite...
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah, it goes really fast, actually.
Yeah, it really does, and you're going to pack in a lot there too, by the sounds of it.
I think there'll be, you know, that could be lots of discussion, so it's good to... I think we should get cracking. Just a quick... It's not a kid-friendly event.
Ah, yes, yes.
So please don't bring your kids. We've got too much equipment here, and we're open to the public, and there'll be vehicles moving around, so it's not particularly, you know, it'll be a big distraction and potentially dangerous if we have children on site. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so no kids, but... Yeah, she put an email out about it, I think.
We just thought of that.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, actually, realised that could be not such a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we are, folks. That's going to be from 2 to 4 this Sunday up at the Organics Yard at Extreme Zero Waste. And but get there about 1:30, from 1:30 on, and it's going to be a good day.
We'll get everyone settled in.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Liz.
And thanks, Craig.
Have a great day, and we'll see you on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hope so. Hope we get a few people. That would be great.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Liz.
Go get there.
Bye.